Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Love of the Homeland. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has ennobled us with faith and blessed us with contentment, peace, and security. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. So, O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah, and be with those who are true. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ O believers. Indeed, the attribute of love that a person has for their homeland could be said to be from the innate primordial aspects of our humanity, from our fitrah. And they are given to us so that we can find an expression of the way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala implants love in the hearts of creation. And so when we speak about love of the homeland, in Arabic, watan, hubbul watan, this is most commonly understood to be the place or land where one is born, but in a more broader sense, it means the place that you take to be your home. In other words, the place that you recognize as being the place of spaciousness and expansiveness that your heart finds rest in, a place in which you partake and enjoy of its bounties and fruits, a place in which your most beautiful memories reside. And in this regard, we find the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who, though his homeland was Mecca, also took as his homeland Medina. And so whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would return from a journey and he would see the elevated high or the adjoining hills and mountains and elevated places of Medina, then the narrations say that he would hasten his camel or whatever riding mount he was upon to go even faster. And the scholars say that this physical act from the Prophet ﷺ was a demonstration of how a person is connected to the place of their homeland. In other words, we should have a sense of deep longing and a sense of reverence for that place in our hearts that echoes this sense of homecoming. So for example, if we go on a journey and all of a sudden we're returning back, then there's this sense that I'm coming home. This is where I belong. And this is a very innate thing. To deny this would be to deny an innate aspect of our humanity. And because Islam is a religion of humanity, we find that it accounts for these aspects and values them. And in fact, it is something to be honored. For not only is it natural to love a place as home and to take that place as your homeland, but it is also natural for you to then commit yourself and to strive to honor that very place, just as the Prophet ﷺ honored Medina, such that today, when we use the word Medina, which literally means city, even though that place before was known as Yathrib, we've come to know it as Medina today because of the fact that it is Medina to Rasul. It is the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is honored by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so it is that from his way is also to honor the places that we find our hearts are attached to, because everything on this earth has been given an honor in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a masjid, a place for worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in these places, there are specific places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also bestowed our hearts to be attached to. And so the question then becomes not just what this place gives me, but also what is it that I give to these places? What is it that I give to my homeland? How am I elevating it? How am I enhancing its civilization? How am I being committed to bring honor to this place? And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that whatsoever we do with these lofty intentions, He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most knowing of those things when He says, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٍ, that whatsoever you do of good, indeed Allah is most knowing of it. And so from this sense of love for one's homeland is also a love of safeguarding the unity within it, to avoid strife, to avoid corruption and sedition in these places, and to honor the laws and the customs of that land, and to seek to augment its benefits, and to bring about even more goodness in it, and to seek to bring about a sense of continuity in those lands with regards to traditions and customs that are in accordance with Islam and that honor the people of those lands. So one of the ways is also to make dua for those places and for the du'as in those places so that their blessings can be preserved. And we find this in the example of the prophets as well, such as the example of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, who supplicated for his homeland, and specifically in this case, when he also supplicated for Mecca. He said, Rabbi ja'al hadha baladan aminan warzuq ahlahu min al-thamarat. He said, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make this city a place of security and provide for its people with fruits. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was making dua for Medina, he said, Allahumma barik lana fi madinatina. O Allah, bless us in our Medina. Allahumma inna Ibrahim abduka wa khaliluk wa nabiyuk. O Allah, Ibrahim was your servant, he was your intimate companion, and he was your prophet. Wa inni abduk wa nabiyuk, and I am your servant and I am your prophet. Wa innahu da'ak li Mecca, and indeed he made supplication for Mecca. Wa inni ad'uka lil Medina bimithli ma da'aka li Mecca wa mithlihi ma'ah. And so I am making supplication to you for Medina, just as he made supplication to you for Mecca, and the like of it to be added in addition. So, ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers, indeed, if we were to reflect on just these aspects, then we will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to be residing in a place that we can call our homes in the UAE. And it's a place that has much goodness in it and has gifted many of us many good things in our lives. And so in accordance with this, we are also tasked to give back, to recognize that with every set of blessings comes a commensurate responsibility. And it's not just a case of partaking of the blessings and not thinking we have a responsibility to give back to these places. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah sa'ilun kulla ra'in 'amma astar'ahu ahfidha am dayya'a." That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask each shepherd as to their flock, did they preserve it or did they waste it? And the ulama interpret these hadith to be whatever your sphere of influence is. So in effect, for most of us, this would be our families. Just looking after our families is a sense of responsibility, of course, but then it extends more and more to our communities. And of course, it extends to our place that we take to be our homes. And from this is also being avidly on guard. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are two eyes that shall not be touched by the fire. The eye, aynun bakat min khashyatillah, the eye that weeps out of fear of Allah, and the eye, وَعَيْنٌ بَاتَتْ تَحْرُسُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, that spends the night standing on guard in the sake of Allah, for the sake of Allah. And there were literally believers who did this. They would, for the sake of preserving the lands of the believers, they would be on guard, and they would be like what they call the murabit, the people of the watchtowers, who would be on guard to preserve the wealth and the sanctity and the safety and the security of the believers. And while this could be generally interpreted as a physical act, it also takes on a metaphorical reality of in our hearts being on guard, ensuring that the lands are not corrupted through corrupt ideals of morals, and that we uphold the morals of Islam, and that we uphold the cultural ethics and values that are in accordance with Islam. Because just as there can be forms of imperialism through armed forces in the physical sense, then there can also be forms of cultural imperialism, where before you know it, norms of society could be corrupted and broken and destroyed by other forms that are not in accordance with the norms that we know. And so it requires all of us to be on guard for our families, for our societies, and to be people of goodness, and to be people of peace, and to be people of wholesomeness, who are spreading this peace amongst us and ensuring the peace of heart for the greater humanity at large. So I say this, and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and He is the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.